Mary Shadoofle, with your turquoise angel guide, Catherine M. Loud, and her variety of guests on the celestial scene, formerly Spiritual Destination. As an author and speaker about mental illness, Catherine has firsthand experience with mental and physical interactions and how spirituality plays a part in overcoming struggles. She utilizes her skills as a psychic medium and spiritual advisor to guide others to feel invigorated and empowered to go forward in their own struggles. Listen to inspirational conversations relating to sometimes difficult emotional journeys towards self-awareness and spirituality. These journeys brought positive effects towards her guests' mental and physical health and will inspire you to take action and create a healthier and happier personal environment for yourself and those you interact with. You will get a feeling of knowing these people during these relaxing conversations and want to follow them. Now, here is your host, Catherine M. Loud.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's episode of The Celestial Spoon. Thank you for taking your time from your busy day to spend with us and learn about my guests. I hope you're enjoying the summer season and that your weather is a little bit better than it is here in Long Island, New York. We've been having a lot of rain, and today we didn't have rain, but it was very humid. And I'm actually going away for my 20-year anniversary next week and praying for good weather. So wherever you live, I hope that your weather is good too. If you would like to learn anything about me and my psychic readings and just have a conversation with me, you can find my information on my website at CatherineMLoud.com or TheCelestialSpoon.com. And there's a lot of information about my books, which I had just received recently an award as Health and Wellness. I won the Indie Legacy Award for Health and Wellness, and you can find out information and buy my book on my website, too. We ask our spirit guides, loved ones, and angels to be present during our time together and to guide us through a wonderful conversation and help us share our visions with the world. Today, I'm thrilled to be interviewing Genevieve Ybarra from Finding Your She, S-H-E. Genevieve is a love, sexuality, and feminine empowerment coach, passionate about helping women live an embodied life of love, confidence, vitality, radiance, pleasure, and purpose. She teaches women to create this from their sacred feminine power and energy in a sustainable, joyful way in order to manifest what they want and to have the love they truly want. Genevieve works with women who feel that love has eluded them, who want deeper love, intimacy, and connection. Those who suffer from exhaustion, low libido, sex issues, or difficulties with orgasm. And those who want to live their purpose and prosper. She infuses a diverse background of experiences to create an integrative approach to improving women's inner confidence, romantic and sex lives, whether you're single or partnered. She works in person and virtually. And we met through a mutual book, and that is Step Forward and Shine. It is coming out September 18th. And Genevieve's contribution is The Rise of the Feminine. So I'm looking forward to learning more and connecting more about the book that we're both joining together and being released on September 18th. So Genevieve, welcome and thank you for being here.
Hi, Catherine. Thank you also for having me. It's my pleasure. Nice to be here with you. Yeah.
I'm excited because I haven't touched on these topics with anybody that I've interviewed, and I'm curious as how the conversation is going to take a turn as we go.
Oh, that's interesting that you have not had interviews with people in this area. It's such important parts of our lives, relationships and love and sexuality.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, we've talked about relationships, but we haven't gotten into really nitty-gritty like I think we're going to get in with you.
Oh, great.
But, yeah. So what's going on in your life now that you'd like to share?
There's actually a lot of stuff happening in my life right now. Some very, very deep personal relational stuff, actually. And that is happening currently as we speak. My heart feels a little heavy today.
Okay.
And on the brighter side of things, I am about to head out to Burning Man, and I have not been for 5 years, and I'm really, really excited about my journey out there. I don't know if you've ever been or have any interest in going, but it really is a magical place.
Okay, no, I haven't, and maybe you would like to share a little bit about it.
Burning Man is a week-long community gathering that happens up in Nevada, in the desert, and it's about art and community and gathering together in that. There's some incredible, one of my favorite things is the big scale art that shows up out there in the desert. So it's basically a community that gets created of now it's about 70,000 people that show up.
Wow.
And they have a leave no trace kind of, that's their motto, is you show up and the thing that's special about Burning Man is there's no money spent there once you're there.
Wow.
But of course there's a lot of money that's spent to get there, but once you're there, there's no exchange of money. Generosity and giving and kindness and all of that gifting is the commodity. And so you leave no trace, and it just is really is a magical experience because of they have these things called DMV, but it's the Department of Mutant Vehicles. And so you have to alter your car in a way that is acceptable to them. They have to go through an application process. They have a man that they build. It's different every year. And they burn that. And then they also have a temple. And the temple is my favorite part. And a lot of people leave before the temple burns because they don't want to deal with traffic. But
wow.
The temple burn is just so, so rich. Everybody goes there and prays, and they write on the walls, and people bring stuff and make altars, and every day people are there praying and crying and being held and supported, and it's just a fantastic experience.
It sounds great. I would love to go myself, and I will have to look into that in the future.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. That's wonderful.
Yeah. And the other really wonderful thing that's happening is I have two clients right now that I'm working with that are just really, really lighting me up because of what they are going through. And challenging me as their coach and helping them to see some really big breakthroughs of where where they have been. They don't see it, you know. You don't know what you don't know.
Right.
And so it's been really, really beautiful, specifically to clients that I'm working with right now. Yeah.
That's great. And that's so true. You don't know what you don't know. And then when that light bulb goes off, you say, why didn't I figure that out before now?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
To me, often, yes.
Yeah.
So I pulled a card for you from the Archangel Michael deck. And what it says is, decide to be happy now. So you shared that you're going through something in your relationship and it's got you down, but it's all a matter of perspective and how you want the outcome to be, and think about what the situation is and who's involved and why did you get to this place? How did you get to this place? And I'm going to read the prayer for you. Thank you for helping me open my heart to happiness, joy, and bliss. I am now willing to see all the goodness in my life. So that's perfect for your situation right now.
Uh-huh.
For you to take a fresh perspective on the situation.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, most definitely.
Because I'm sure we're going to get into a lot on how you help other people, but it seems like the way that we help other people, it ends up coming home to us, and we don't help ourselves always in that same way. Does that hit home?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay. Yeah, we know this doing the work that we do. You know, it's always easy to, you know, help other people see things and help them work through things. And you know, it's important that we, you know, take our own advice.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm hearing is that you really haven't taken the time to sit back and be with yourself long enough, that it's time to take that break. Is that true?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, it's
okay.
It is time to take a moment and do my thing. Mm-hmm.
Exactly, and I'm not talking about the trip that you're going to take. I'm talking about that 5 minutes to an hour or a full day of just what you enjoy. And let everything else go for a while. Can you do that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I take lots of time for myself, and it's more of a, on a bigger scale of time.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
So we will lift it up to God and the universe that everything clears up quickly for you and you get past this stressful situation.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, Genevieve, why don't you just give us some basics about how you came into your passion and working with people and how you help people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I came into this work, you know, as we do when we are therapist or coach or, you know, healer of some sort. I think it really stems from, you know, our own deficit, right?
Yes.
Something that we have had a challenge with in our life and kind of, you know, what I had some coaches that said your mess is your message.
Yes.
You know, I really like that because I think it's true. You know, so whatever we have overcome in our life, we know firsthand.
Exactly.
Yeah, and so for me, you know, my mess, my challenge in my life has been around love and relationship and sexuality.
Okay.
And I want to, you know, in my years of coming into doing what I do, you know, I've done a lot of work in these areas, and I think that that one of the pivotal points of me doing this even more grounded in what I'm doing in this field is, you know, being at a time in my life when I was kind of going to a lot of, you know, workshops and, you know, doing the learning thing and all these workshops and classes and weekend events and things like this. And there was a few within a couple month period that I attended, and excuse me, the speakers asked questions, and one of them was, you know, how many of you here in this room, how many of you in this room grew up knowing that your sexuality is a safe, sacred place?
Big question.
And it's a big question. It's a very big question. And it was kind of a intense question. You know, it was like a very vulnerable question to ask a room full of people, right? A room full of women.
Yep.
And so yeah, the room, you know, was very silent and kind of looking around, and there was only a few people, a few women that had raised their hands. And that just really kind of sent shivers up my spine, and just this whole wave of energy just came over me. It was very strong. And I felt really sad, you know, that all these women, and there was only a few of them that raised their hand.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I think nowadays it's a little bit different.
I'll
share a little bit further on about something my stepdaughter told me recently, but go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it is. You know, I mean, the whole Me Too movement is up. It's running. It's present. It's full on in your face.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, that just, you know, on a global scale changed things pretty drastically.
Okay.
Yeah. So that one, the other question that one of the facilitators had asked was, you know, how many of you have a relationship with your sacred sexuality, right? With your vagina or yoni or whatever you want to call her. How many of you have a relationship with her? And that was the same thing. A room full of women, and only a few people raised their hand. And that
now,
also...
What was the age span of these women?
Oh, gosh. I would say anywhere between 28 to 60, kind of a big range. Uh-huh.
Okay. But they weren't like teenagers and early 20s?
No, there weren't any early, early aged women there. I think it's different, you know, with the women that are growing up these days, most definitely. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. So what did you take away from that, and what was your first step into deciding about doing a business with this and wanting to help other women with it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that just, you know, I was doing love coaching, and I, you know, after that, those events, I just realized how important, you know, it all is, right? I mean, it's that's why I like the term intimacy, you know, because I feel intimacy incorporates love, it incorporates sexuality together. They're very closely related, but just after those events, I kind of just put my foot down, like, that's it. I want to do something about this, you know, and it mm-hmm. also was my challenge too, you know, with intimacy. I am a beautiful woman. I know this. And I, you know, had challenges allowing myself, my true sexual being to be free.
Right.
And I also had challenges of loving and letting myself be loved. I was, you know, basically I was shut down to intimacy.
And how old were you when this came about that you have these realizations?
That I was shut down? Oh, I knew. I knew I was, I was 30, 35 even.
Okay.
35. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When I was 35, I was 1 year out of my first marriage already. And into my relationship. Yeah. Into my relationship with my current husband.
Mm-hmm.
So, what are the basics of holistic pelvic care? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so holistic pelvic care is, this is from Tammy Lynn Kint. She lives in Oregon, and I have read some of her material and was very fascinated by her material, and I got on her email list, and she sent some info, and she had a training, and I was really called to doing it. And holistic pelvic care is about working with the feminine energies in our womb, and there's the spiritual, there's the energetic, and then there's the physical. And it is actual physical manipulation, internal physical manipulation.
Okay.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be depending on where the woman is at. There can be a lot of healing that takes place just energetically placing hands over the belly. And,
okay.
So depending on where the woman is, the foundation is, you know, as women, we hold all of our trauma here in the womb.
Wow.
We hold
so
our trauma
a little,
in the womb. Mm-hmm.
Explain that a little further, please.
Yeah, so, any experience that we have, trauma, any trauma is, you know, if we're at, you know, we are at a stoplight and we accidentally go through the yellow light and barely make it as the car's turning and, you know, whatever, any trauma.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Trauma, if, you know, those of us who, you know, say, for example, right, we had our first sexual encounter and it didn't go the way that we had hoped it would go.
Right.
That can be held in in the tissues, right? We hold it in the tissue in the womb, and you can feel when you're working with a woman, you can feel where their areas are that are tight and holding. And if we've been a victim, of course, sexual abuse, if we have given birth and it was a challenging birth, if we've had miscarriages.
I had a challenging birth with my first child. During labor, his heart stopped beating for a few seconds, so I was full of monitors inside and out. And then when he was coming out, he was short and fat, and his shoulders came out with his head at the same time. So he tore me open. And I lost a lot of blood, and he was in the incubator and everything. He was 9 pounds and only 19 inches. So that was a lot of trauma for me.
Mm-hmm.
Both on my body and worrying about him at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so, our body... Our bodies, they remember everything.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Our bodies remember everything that we do to it. our bodies are brilliant. They're really smart, right? They're resilient.
Right.
And we hold, right? We hold. And that's why, just doing talk therapy can be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, we hold it in our body.
So what way would that have actually affected my body in the womb? And you explain a little further?
I mean, it would just be a complete different scenario. I mean, I personally don't know how that would be, how that affected you in your body.
Okay.
But if we were working together, mm-hmm. So through inquiry, through question, through through the manipulation, we would be able to work through. I mean, I don't know right now, right?
Okay, that's part of the question was going to be is, how do you find this out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So, working with someone. But, definitely there, I can guarantee you that there is a place in your pelvic bowl where that energy is held and stored.
Hmm. And what's some of the questions that you would ask somebody?
There's a kind of a questionnaire thing that we go over first. So depending on what comes from that, I would, ask questions according to what comes from that questionnaire.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So how many questions are on there approximately?
There's probably, I think there's like 10 questions.
Hmm. Okay.
Like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's the same questionnaire you would give everybody, no matter what is going on in their life?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Now, what, you're talking about the manipulation, but now let's say I wanted to work with you and I can only work with you over the phone because we're long distance. How would that work?
Yeah,
you would tell me what to do.
The pelvic, the holistic pelvic care is an in-person thing, but there are things that I could work with people on so they can do their self clearing of the womb, them, you know, themselves doing the work.
Okay. And I ask that because people throughout the world are listening to this interview, and if they want to learn more from you, I want to make sure that they're able to connect without having to meet you in person.
Yeah, yeah. So that there is, there are some techniques that I would give to the person for them to do on their own. And, you know, as we know, like, we can massage our own shoulder, right? And it feels good, and it does some work.
Right.
But it's really nice for the person to really just sit back and receive the work. But it is possible to do some work on your own, definitely, yeah.
Okay, great. That's because I like to share that if, you know, like I said, somebody across the world becomes interested and they hear that, oh, you have to work in person, I want to make sure they understand that, yes, there is other work that they can be doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good. So I'm always confused when people talk about the feminine and masculine with our bodies having both. Can you explain more about that?
In regards to our bodies?
Yes, yes.
Well, you know, masculine and feminine are, you know, they're, it's like the sun and the moon. Right? You know that. They're the polar opposites. And working ideally towards having both, you know, in our being, and you know, so masculine is you know, that's very strong, right? Very okay. directed, very active, very structured.
Okay.
And you know, very penetrating. And the feminine is, you know, they're fluid, right? Their body's more fluid, and they're more receptive, and they're more yielding and more able to surrender. And there's, you know, some movement and flow, right? So, you know, masculine is that, you know, stillness and structure, and so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so ideally we, you know, we have a little of both in our being.
Now it makes more sense. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
I can never understand that. People talk about, well, you know, that's a feminine person is a woman and a masculine is the man. And your breakdown was perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. Yeah.
So, what are the feminine archetypes?
Well, there's many, 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 many feminine archetypes out there.
Really?
Yeah. Depending on you know, what, which, like which mythology you're talking about. Yeah, but the ones that I like to work with are the nurturer and the princess and the queen and the goddess.
Nice. I like them.
Yeah, you know, and of course there's Kali, the bringer of the fire, and there's Lalita, the woman of sensuality.
Okay.
And there's Lakshmi, the goddess of prosperity. there's lots of archetypes, right? And then there's the maiden, and the crone. So there's a lot of archetypes, and archetypes are really fun to work with because, you know, if I say, you know, the nurturer, it's you kind of get an idea of what that archetype would be automatically.
Right. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. And then, you know, if we say, oh, someone, you know, it's like a princess, we kind of have an idea of what that would be.
That would be my granddaughter.
Why would you say she's a princess?
Because she's only a year old and she loves her jewelry and her hats. And my daughter does not wear jewelry, so it's like, where did she get that from? So she's a little princess.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So go ahead.
Yeah, so it just kind of gives you a good idea, right, of so I work with these archetypes and have women to look at, you know, first, which one are they? And we can have mm-hmm. a little bit of you know, a little bit of each one. And,
right.
You know, ideally, we are all in the goddess realm.
Yes. I fully agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't recognize that until just within the last few years.
Mm-hmm. You didn't, what do you mean you didn't recognize it?
That I was in the goddess category.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Mhm. Yeah. Well, you know, it takes some work, right? It takes some work to be in that category. It really, really does.
Exactly.
To embody.
You know,
mhm.
Being a mother and having to raise children, you don't look at yourself as a goddess. You look at yourself as the nurturer, as you said earlier.
Mm-hmm,
and then they grow up and they move out of the house and then you have time to learn about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But with me, it was even after that. With me, it was after my suicide attempt in 2014 that I learned that I am worthy of love and that I am worthy of everything. So I began to believe that I am in the goddess category. But it took a lot of hell to get here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that is the beauty of, you know, doing the work that I get to do is helping women to come into that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What is the average time that you work with somebody?
It depends on, you know, it really depends on many factors. You know, one is where they come, what they come to me with, right?
Mm-hmm.
At what point in their life they come to me.
Okay.
It depends also on, you know, finances. You know, it's, I wish that wasn't the case, but it is with some people. I mean, I just had my last session with a client, and she's a mess, you know, but she does not have the money to do it. And I even offered to her because, you know, for me, it's like, well, what can you afford? Let's do something. Let's figure something out, right?
Yep.
But she's just not in a good way. Like it's not possible for her.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So we will mm-hmm. lift her up also in prayer and pray that things become easier for her and that it can be possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, sure. It depends. It depends.
Okay.
But the average, well, you know, if someone comes in and is, you know, comes with, to me with, you know, XYZ, I say 3 months.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was trying to get at. What the, you know, because the midpoint, I guess, really.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I want to change the conversation for a minute because I always share about the Women's Prosperity Network, and I love this group of people. Have you heard of them?
No, Women's Prosperity Network, huh?
Yes, and it's three sisters that came from New York, and they live in Florida. Well, one I think is in Georgia, but they teamed up to create this networking group based on the one philosophy of when you put yourself out there, you become the one for somebody else, or if you are seeking somebody, that one will be presented to you while you're in line in the grocery store or in an elevator or something. So they grew this large network now that they're all over the United States. They are in Jamaica, not positive on Australia. They're in London, I believe. So they have monthly meetings, and they also look for more people to grow their network in other places and countries. And they are all about helping people in business. And they're not a networking group where you go and you say, hi, I'm Catherine Lamb. I'm a psychic and medium. Why don't you book a reading with me? You go and you say, hi, I'm Catherine. Who are you and what do you do? And how can I help you? So this organization has helped me advance in a lot of ways. One, for getting me to leave my house and continually meet with other people, but also giving me business skills on things to think about and build my business. I know they're in California, but I don't remember. They're in a couple locations. So if you would like to learn more about them, you just have to go to www.womensprosperitynetwork.com. And there's lots of information. I'm actually on one of the pages for, I know definitely, Suffolk County, New York. I'm on that page. And I always speak highly about them, especially with, like, what you need to do with getting out to market yourself. I would highly recommend that you look into it. If you have any questions, you can always call me and ask me, and I could give you information on it. Mm-hmm. But I love sharing about them because they help so many people in so many ways.
Great. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that comes from, you know, what are my challenges, right? I said, oh, you know, doing this whole thing and having to market yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's also why I really had to bring it up to you so that you knew more about them and whatever.
Yeah, thank you.
So, yeah, and they have many people that work with them also that, you know, that they're a big community of business people, so definitely look into it. And I'll send you information also that I have. So I was looking on your website, and you have a lot of statistics about women. Do you have them on the top of your head, or you would have to look them up to share any?
No, I would have to look them up, yeah. For my website, that's easy. I'm here at my computer.
Okay. and I don't have them right now.
Yeah. So 87% of women are sexually unsatisfied. 80% of women judge their body.
Mm-hmm.
46% of these women struggle to reach orgasm due to their body judgment.
Wow.
67% of marriages end in divorce. And 65% of these are initiated by women.
That's interesting, yes.
One in five women are depressed.
Yes.
75% of, what's that?
When did you do this, these percentages?
Probably a year ago.
Okay. Because I think that it seems like a lot more are depressed.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
where my category comes in.
Uh-huh. 75% of women have symptoms of adrenal fatigue.
What are those symptoms?
Adrenal fatigue? Oh, it's just you're tired. You're exhausted. Your adrenals are shot. Mm-hmm. You're on overload, and you just keep going, but you're really truly exhausted.
That's me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what was those statistics?
75% of women have adrenal fatigue.
Wow. Yeah, I was supposed to see an endocrinologist yesterday, but they gave me the wrong date and time, so they weren't there.
Oh.
Because I'm always tired, and it's frustrating at times.
Mm-hmm. Mm, yeah, definitely, yeah. So in that, you know, working with women, the exhaustion and the libido, it is there. You know, so our sexual energy, right, is very powerful energy. It's the most powerful energy that we have. So working with women to raise their sexual energy will help with this exhaustion and fatigue.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's good to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Genevieve, I didn't mean that you need to read all of the statistics. You can share your website at the end and everybody can go. I just figured if you shared a few of them, because I was in shock when I looked at the numbers. It's like, holy cow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Genevieve, I would like you to share about your workshops, because I also saw on your website that you have different workshops.
Yeah. A workshop that I do frequently is the Jade Egg Initiation and Ignite Your Sacred Feminine Fire.
Uh-huh.
And the Ignite Your Sacred Feminine Fire is about what you were some of the part of what you talked about, but really getting in touch with what they call in Tantra, we have a river of energy that runs through our body. And there's many things that stop that river from flowing freely. And we look at that. And so your sacred feminine fire, right, is your sexual energy. And so kind of looking at that, working with that. And the jade egg is, as it sounds, it's working with the jade egg, and there's also different stones that you can work with aside from jade, depending on the quality of energy that you want. But you insert the jade egg into the vagina, and you do work with the jade egg, and also lots of different meditations and breath works and movements that go along with that. Because it's not just utilizing the egg itself, but it's the meditations and the movement and breath work that makes it powerful.
Okay. And how often do you hold these workshops?
I do the jade egg a couple times. I do them both a couple times a year. I open it up for Yeah. And then, and then I just, you know, I get inspired to do, you know, whatever workshop. Like, I'm looking, and it's like, oh, yeah, embrace your Venus, you know, the goddess of love, beauty, and sexuality. Any excuse that I can get women together.
Okay. Well, you can always share whatever is upcoming with me, and I can share it with the people that are local to you or anybody that will be traveling at that time.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Mhm. That's great. I'm just starting to plan my own workshops. I've already done several, but I'm going to do vision board workshops. And and also angel communication. So that's coming very soon. I want to read one of the testimonials that you gave me. I am so grateful to have found Genevieve. In just a short period of time, she has helped me to identify patterns that I have done my whole life and never made the connection. I have been in therapy, in quotes, a few times in my life, only resulting in frustration. Genevieve is truly insightful, and her wisdom has helped me to identify and move through blocks I didn't even know I had. I feel Genevieve emits genuine concern for my heart and soul and well-being. I am blessed to have found her, and you will be blessed too. I now truly believe the second half of my life will be full of peace, love, and joy. And that was from Marie Morales, actually in New York, close to me. That is a beautiful testimonial. That really says a lot about you, and, you know, congratulations for that.
Thank you. Yeah. Brings a smile to my face, Marie.
Yeah. Now, was she living in California, or were you living in New York, or what?
No, she's from New York. She was in New York, and I'm here. We did phone. You know, I do phone or Skype. Or in person.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's great. And you live in Oakland.
I'm in Oakland. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And tell me something about the area that if somebody's visiting, they would love to look into.
Oakland? Well, the Bay Area is pretty fascinating, you know, San Francisco and the Golden Gate Bridge and the Bay Bridge is now, they tore down the old Bay Bridge and they, a few years ago, had completed the new Bay Bridge, which is beautiful. And right where I live, there's a lake called Lake Merritt. And since I've been living here, it's been in January, it'll be 8 years in Oakland. And they've been working on this lake the whole time. And basically what they've done is, you know, they put beautiful lamps all around it with lights connecting from each lamp and benches and grass. And it's such a phenomenal experience to walk around this lake. It takes about an hour. It's 3 miles. It takes about an hour to walk around it, and there's every walk of life that walks around the lake. So great people watching, and, you know, it's nice to also have a body of water as a central focal point. And, yeah, so Lake Merritt is it's really, really beautiful.
That sounds it. I like the idea that they lit it up and I can picture like Victorian times.
Yeah. Yeah, it reminds me of a European kind of place. It does.
Okay.
The way they have it now fixed up. Mm-hmm.
I could see it in my head. And I had been there many years ago when I first met Tony. He went on a business trip and I got to do a little bit of sightseeing on my own. And I have a picture of him by the Golden Gate Bridge. I don't think we have a picture of me there. I don't know why. But, yeah, it's a beautiful area, and I enjoyed when I was there.
Yeah.
So this way, you know, also, like I said, if anybody gets that area, they get to look for what you're talking about, and then they get to look you up and work with you in person.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Right? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So is there anything else that you would like to share? What about the book?
Oh, yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited about the book, the Step Forward and Shine book. It's an anthology. You know, as you know, you're one of the authors in the book. And my piece is called The Rise of the Feminine. And it's kind of just speaks to... you know, that it's been many, many years, like, 30,000 years of the eminence of the feminine, of how we knew her to be powerful. And then 2,000 years of, you know, Christianity was kind of the fall of the rising of the feminine. So kind of incredible if you think about it, 30,000 years. Of the rise of the feminine, it just took 2,000 years to send it going the opposite direction. It really is just a time right now. You know, I think as we know with the Me Too movement and all of that, that we are coming back. The feminine way is coming back, and it's important for us to remember that, right? As you know, for women, because we're out there and we were, you know, I mean, I think it's changing. It's like there's still a lot of us out there, like striving, pushing, going, like trying to have that equal
right.
Status with men. And, you know, it's like, oh, that's not, you know, naturally our best place.
Right.
So,
exactly.
So, yeah.
And I've written several stories. The compiler is Rebecca Hulk-Reuter, and this is being listened to also on her channel. So I think in this book I wrote about my podcast and how I interview people, and then I also talked about several of the people that I interviewed and what they had to contribute to the world. So I was helping them step forward and shine. Yeah. Because there's only so much I could write about myself. But I keep on writing. Is this the only book that you've contributed to?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, just to let you know, Rebecca is always releasing new books, so continue following her. She's a wonderful person. I love working with her. And, you know, just whatever her books are all about, I suggest, you know, you keep on doing that because that gets you out into the world, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have... already, including my own book, 13 best-selling books.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
I've contributed
incredible.
Yep. I contributed to that many, and I continue to do so. And September 18th, the date that the book is going to be released, is the date of my first date anniversary with Tony. September 18th, 1992.
Big celebration.
Big celebration, exactly. So that day's an extra celebration. We still celebrate our first date, and then August 22nd is our 20-year anniversary. So,
fantastic.
Yep.
Right?
That's
a long time. Yeah, congratulations.
Yes. Thank you so much.
That's amazing. It always touches my heart to hear when people have been together that long.
Yes, especially that when I met Tony, he had been married twice before, and both marriages only lasted 10 years, relationship and marriage. So when we got to 10 years, I said to him, but I'm the third one and I'm the charm and we're going to last. And we've been together for 25 years. Yep. So
beautiful.
And counting. Exactly. So is there anything else that you would like to share?
No, just really grateful that I had this opportunity to talk with you and share. It's a wonderful thing that you are doing to work with people and help them to, you know, get broader in their message and sharing what they are up to.
Yes, I love sharing and basically promoting the people that I'm interviewing. So thank you for being here. You have an offer for my listeners?
Yeah, yes. If anybody is wanting to, you know, find their passionate, loving partner or have a deeper love in their current relationship, or wanting to do some work of working around their sexuality, I'm inviting them to go to my website, and there's a link on there to schedule a complimentary session. And it's usually about 40 minutes. It could be longer, it could be less. And we just talk about what's going on for them and what they're going through. And usually it's if someone is in that place of wanting to make the call, like something important is going on for them. And I always, you know, honor people for making that step. So yeah.
Okay. And I'll share it again, but please share your website address.
It's www.genevieveibarra.com, and that's spelled JenevieveIyB as in boy, ARRA, genevieveibarra.com.
Thank you. I really enjoyed talking with you tonight, Genevieve. Thank you so much. And you could stay on and talk to me after we finish, or I will connect with you at another time. But don't forget about the Women's Prosperity Network, also known as the WPN.
Great. Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for being here. Everyone listening, thank you so much for your time and listening to everything that Genevieve had to share. I really enjoyed it myself. And as a reminder to check out my information on my website at katherinemlaub.com or thecelestialspoon.com. I offer a free report on receiving messages from beyond. And if you're interested in a psychic reading or working with me spiritually, or you want to talk about stress in your life and want guidance to how to reach out, you can contact me and find my contact information on my website. And if you want to book a reading, we can do it on the phone, through Skype, email, or in person if you're close to Central Suffolk County, New York. So again, you can find Genevieve at www.genevieveibarra.com. This is Katherine Laub. Have a wonderfully blessed day.
Thank you for listening to our conversation. We hope that you found the discussion to be rewarding and inspirational, and you take action to create a healthier and happier personal environment for yourself and those you interact with. If you like this episode of The Celestial Spoon, please listen again next time. to learn more about how spirituality has guided others to advance their lives. We wish you the best on your personal journey.